Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is now pitching a $150 million property tax increase. That's half of what the mayor initially wanted for next year. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports Johnson campaigned on not increasing property taxes at all, but has since said it is necessary to close a nearly $1 billion budget gap for next year. In a rare move last week, the city council preemptively rejected Johnson's $300 million hike proposal. The mayor now says negotiations on how to make up the difference are ongoing.
And we hope this productive collaboration pushes us to find more progressive revenue sources and more efficiencies that will balance our budget.
Some top ideas include an increased tax on cloud storage and on streaming services. Commissioners who oversee the Cook County Forest Preserves have unanimously approved a flat budget for next year. The budget is about $190 million. The county has more than 70,000 acres of preserves. It's one of the biggest in the country. The organization that thwarted George Lucas's vision of a lakefront museum in Chicago is now calling for the city to slow down plans for another massive development on the city's far south side. My colleague Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reports Friends of the Parks issued a statement saying plans for the former U.S. Steel Southworks site are moving too quickly and without meaningful community engagement or public scrutiny. This plan would set the stage for the Illinois Quantum and Microelectronics Park. This is a $9 billion quantum computing facility that proponents, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, say would drive local investment and create jobs. The Chicago Plan Commission is expected to consider the proposal for that 440-acre site on Thursday. Data shows Lake Michigan remains deadly when it comes to drownings. The Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project tracks drownings and reports 87 people have drowned in all the Great Lakes this year. 50 of those drownings were reported in Lake Michigan. A few are pending. Dave Benjamin works with the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project and says there is a high population density along the lakefronts in Wisconsin, Illinois, Northwest Indiana, and Michigan.
Every individual drowning had a mom, a dad, brother, sister, friends that were there. There were bystanders that were there that witnessed the incident that may have, you know, helped rescue or done CPR. There was first responders. So every individual drowning incident has a ripple effect amongst many people.
Benjamin says the project has tracked over 1,300 drownings in the Great Lakes since 2010. And the unusual warmth for this time of year could soon come to an end as Chicago prepares for the first snowfall of the season. The National Weather Service meteorologist Gino Izzi says cold air will enter the area tomorrow night and temperatures will fall. This means it could snow Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Now, typically when it comes to snow, low pressure develops in the central plains and then tracks out there. And in this case,
the low-pressure systems that develop near or just east of Detroit tomorrow evening track north across lower Michigan, then turn back southward down Lake Michigan during the day Thursday. So it's an extremely unusual setup.
And Izzy says that unusualness makes it uncertain whether the snow will stick. Weather, partly sunny, it's windy and mild, a high in the low 60s today, and then tonight cloudy, slight chance of showers overnight, a low in the low 40s, and Wednesday partly sunny and breezy, a chance of rain or snow, a high in the upper 40s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.